To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey there, news listeners. It's Tuesday, and of course, time for your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the last day of May. Yes, it's the 31st of May, 2022. Got the best technology news for you, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. All right, starting out with some good news and bad news. What do you want first? Okay, I'm going to give you the bad news. Amazon is shutting down the service for CloudCam. And all of you out there using the service, I can hear you. Oh, no. However, though, here's the good news. If you're a CloudCam owner, Amazon's going to give you a free camera when service shuts down. That's right, Amazon will offer owners a free Blink Mini security camera and a one-year subscription to the higher-end Blink Subscription Plus service before CloudCam is officially all up in the clouds, never to return on December 2nd. This was all indicated in an email sent to customers about the shutting down of the service of CloudCam. Amazon's doing this so they can focus more on Blink and, of course, Ring and other products that make your home smarter and more secure. Now, all in all, we did kind of see this coming. Amazon actually stopped offering CloudCam at the end of 2019, and Blink and Ring basically just took over from there. And even though with the service shutting down, at least Amazon is going to take care of its customers by trying to bring them over to the new platforms. The only question is, will people want to pay more for that service? You may get it free now for 1 year, but normally that's $100. We shall see. Twitter Circle. Are you part of it yet? Well, you might have to check. More users seem to be getting the feature. We all know that Circle actually started testing earlier this month with a limited group of people, but that limited group seems to be expanding. At least that's what the folks over at Android Police are pointing out. Those of you unfamiliar with Circle, well, it's pretty much like Instagram's close friends. It just allows users to send out tweets to a specific group of people rather than the whole universe of Twitter. Now, we don't know how many people actually have access to Circle currently, but it's a heck of a lot more users than there were when it started out in beta testing. We did reach out to Twitter, and Twitter says that they are still currently testing Twitter Circle, and this will be for people on iOS, Android, and even the web. If you want to check and see if you've got access to Twitter Circle, first, of course, update your Twitter app, or just head to Twitter in your browser. You'll actually see a drop-down menu at the top that reads Everyone, or you can choose Circle. If you see that, well, then you're on board. As for when everybody will be part of the Circle, yeah, we don't know that yet. It's a lot of things we don't know with Twitter right now. Hell, we don't even know if Elon's still gonna buy the thing. And finally, yeah, a little bit of a light news day for you here on the new show. But can you believe this crap has happened again? The Pixel 7 phone. Yeah, we know it's coming. But hell, you might want to check eBay right now if you want one already. Because apparently a prototype popped up on eBay. Now, this is an alleged Pixel 7, but by all accounts, it definitely looks like a thing. And if anything, it looks like we get at least a few more looks of the new phone coming. Yes, still quite a ways off. Now, we do know Google revealed the phone just a few weeks ago. And definitely what we're seeing from this phone is that distinctive camera bar. And from this eBay listing, which includes quite a few photos, we see the front, the back, and sides, and of course the front of the device. The photo we're seeing on eBay actually seems to have 128 gigabytes of storage, and we can see that the model number for the phone is GVU6C. Now, if you're sitting there saying, God, I gotta get to eBay right now, don't bother. It's no longer there. The listing has actually been closed, and we can probably assume who closed it. Although the starting bid was $450, so not bad. Though more than likely it was stolen property to begin with, so if anybody would have bought it, yeah, they probably would have been in trouble. As far as Google commenting on what popped up on eBay, they didn't. And the way prototypes have been for Google out in the wild lately, don't look for them to be commenting anytime soon. Got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website, of course, for the British Tech Network is britishtechnetwork.com. Check out all the BTN podcasts, including the latest Big Show is up for your enjoyment over there right now. You can also check out the Mac Show and the Photo Show, too, and, of course, the News Show while you're at it. Also, don't forget to give us a like over there on Facebook at British Tech Network and follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join the BTN community over at the Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show. Well, indeed, we'll be back at your way for your Wednesday edition. Yes, it's a special Wednesday edition tomorrow, which probably means there won't be a Thursday edition. Just warning you now. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a great Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.